In confusion and uncertainty, there emerges a guiding light, a beacon that cuts through the darkness. Welcome to Beacon of Truth with your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beacon of Truth. I am your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and you're listening on the EW10 Global Catholic Radio Network. So great to be here with you today. And today we have a Beacon of Truth playlist edition. We're going to go through the song Imagine by John Lennon. Somewhat of a controversial song at this time. And we can't play the song. We're going to go through the lyrics and look at it, from a faith-based perspective. So that's what we're doing today on Beacon of Truth. Would love to hear your thoughts. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And if you're watching on YouTube or on Facebook, you see I have my glasses on today. I'll probably take them off in a little bit. I actually forgot to take them off before coming on to the show today because I'm trying to get some work done. Just a very busy morning. I'm leaving actually tonight on a red-eye flight. I fly down to Midland, Texas, where I'll be speaking at the men's conference there, the second annual men's conference. I spoke at the first annual one last year with Jim Caviezel. And this year, I'm speaking with Father Larry Richards and Paul J. Kim, two guys who I love those guys. We've spoken together a bunch of times before. We're friends. And so it's always good to go to engagements like this where you're speaking with people that you're buddies with. And then, we're speaking Friday, tomorrow night. So I'm doing the show, Beacon of Truth, tomorrow from Guadalupe Radio Station in Midland, Texas. That's kind of their home base where they were founded. So I'll be doing the show from there tomorrow and then tied up with the conference on Friday night and all day Saturday. Then Sunday, I fly to Dallas where I begin a speaking tour with some Australian speakers, Parousia 2025 tour this year, and our theme is Speak, Lord, Your Servant is Listening. And so that's the Parousia USA 2025 tour. We toured in 23 and 24, and now again in 25. The difference this time, we're staying in Texas. The entire tour will be in the state of Texas. So we're starting in Grapevine, Texas. In fact, if you want to see the tour schedule, and come and join us. Always love having EWTN folks at these engagements, and particularly Beacon of Truth radio listeners as well. But come and see us. If you go to my website, deaconharold.com, and just scroll down, you see a banner, Parousia 2025 USA Tour. Just click on that. You'll see all the dates and the topics and the speakers, and it's going to be awesome. So we're going to be, and it's like, Ace is going to appreciate this, it's like a tour. The 21st, we're in Grapevine. The 22nd, we're in Fort Worth. The 23rd, we're in Lockhart. The 24th, we're in Kerrville. The 25th, we're in San Antonio. 26th, we're in Kyle, Texas. 29th, Pearland. Oh, actually, 28th, we just added a date. We're going to be at the Maronite Church in Austin. And then Pearland on the 29th, Orange, Texas on the 30th. And then go back up to Dallas and then have a meeting, some business meeting stuff. And then I fly to Texas to speak at the Denver, Colorado to speak at the Marian Conference with Father Chris Alar. And there at the Marian Conference in Denver, Colorado, and Father Bill Casey. So I'm so excited. A great 2 weeks coming up, 2 weeks away from home. Two wonderful weeks here on the road on our Texas tour. So again, deaconharold.com, just scroll down on the front page. You see a big banner, Parousia 2025 USA Tour. Click on that. You get all the information and hopefully you'll come out. It's free, by the way, completely free. Just come to the talks and enjoy. I'm telling you, these talks are going to be awesome. The last 2 years, the tour was very, very well received. People love these guys. I mean, I love these guys. I've known these guys since 2012 when I first went to Australia. And I spoke with them many times over there. And now I get a chance to speak with them here in the U.S. So this is going to be awesome. So if you're in the area, you definitely are going to want to come by and check this out. It's going to be fantastic. So just check us out. And again, you see I have my glasses on. I kind of like them. I'm getting used to them now. You know, and now I find I'm using them all the time now, more and more. Before I was kind of like I use them here and there because I was reluctant. But now I'm like, oh, okay, I can actually see and actually get more productive wearing the glasses now. If you think it's a good look, let me know. But like I said, I only usually wear them when I'm working and when I go to dinner now because I can't see the little tiny words on the menu. So yeah, getting old, I tell you. But today, again, we're have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're going to go through the song Imagine by John Lennon. Of course, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Who I wish were going on tour with me next week is our call screener, Matt Gabinski, and our social media folks, Michael McCall, or sometimes Pedro Quiles helps us out as well. Who I really, really wish were going with is our producer, Ace McKay. Ace, how you doing?
I'm good. I got my glasses on, so I thought I'd match you today.
See, now I got to get the hat. But, to match you now, so.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm behind plexiglass now. Like, now that I have to have the transitions, like, I'm at that. But as a drummer, like, I've been behind, you know, plexiglass all my life. It's like, oh, now it's really close to my face, and it's like, I feel like I'm in a box.
Yeah, I actually like these glasses. They're saying that they're, like, bifocus, but it doesn't have the line in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I actually, and it took a. Kind of transition lens, they call them. Mm-hmm. It took a little while to get used to the eyes, like adjusting and something's fucking, you have to move your eyes down, then it's clear, you know. But I'm used to them now, and I actually like them, I have to admit. Yeah. And like I said, I'm more productive now because my eyes don't get as tired and I'm able to focus for longer, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's my big thing is just the fatigue of my eyes of, you know, trying to strain either without them, or I do have another set that are just, they're actually very John Lennon-esque. They're the smaller frames, and I like how they look, but like it's smaller frames. Like, you know, you can't look far and look deep and, you know, read your phone and all. It's a lot. That's when, I will say though, when I don't wear them long enough, I just put the phone down. Like, I don't want to put on, I don't want to put these on. I don't want to look at my phone. I just want to unplug.
Yeah. You know, and these glasses also turn into shades when you go out into the sun. So they also turn. I was like, ooh, I like that. Is that when I have to wear sunglasses? I could just wear these glasses and kill two birds with one stone, you know?
Do you feel like you're standing in the dark when you walk into a room at night?
Yeah, exactly. It is getting older is something, isn't it? Because like on my phone, you know, I put the bigger icons. You know, because you have an option on the phone where you can have the smaller icons that has the words, like what the app is that mm-hmm. you're seeing. But you can also get rid of that and have the icons be bigger without the words underneath. And I pretty much know what all these apps are anyway.
Sure.
That some of them even say it on it, you know, like Delta, duh, you know, like I know that. So, but this is good. Again, it helps me to see the apps better getting older. And, you know, it's a trip, man. Getting older is a trip.
It's all right. Like, I'm okay to get older. It's just, you know, the nuances of, because I'm also at that place where, like, as, you know, as my daughter gets ready to get married, you know, obviously the dream of, you know, when she has children and being grandpa, like, there was a time that I wanted to be the hip, you know, granddad with, like, the hip granddad name. But, like, you know what? I just want to be granddad. Like, I would be totally cool with that. Just, you know, especially because the last granddad I had in my life was my great-grandfather. So I kind of want to do that as, like, an homage to him, just in, you know, as we've talked about legacy and, you know, the faith and how, you know, strong godly men, you know, do run generationally when you let it. And so just as kind of a way to pay tribute to him is another way to do it. So I'm like, you know what? The gray's coming. The eyes are getting old. The crow's feet are there. Come on. You know, it's like, I ain't too old to rock and roll, though, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I just cut my hair off, man. Forget the gray. Let's just get over it. Just gone. But I'm also looking forward to the grand, because I've never had a grandfather myself. I've never met either of my grandfathers. Obviously, both my grandmother. I met my father's mom when I was in Barbados, of course. And then my mom lived. My mom obviously. My grandmother lived with us, but not the grandfather. I just never met or knew any grandfathers in my family. So me hopefully one day becoming one, God willing, I'm excited for that. You know, to kind of accept, embrace that new role.
You can set the tone.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I see from others, my friends, like what grandpas are supposed to do and stuff. So I'm gonna be that grandpa, spoil the child, and that kind of stuff. And music, gotta continue the legacy
Absolutely.
In the family.
Yep.
All right. And speaking of music, we have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're going to be going through John Lennon's song, Imagine. And would love to hear your thoughts on that song. Give us a call, 833-288-EW10. That's 833-288-3986.
Just showing if we're going to wear our glasses, we can still jam.
Yeah.
Got that one guitar. It sounds like he's off in the bathroom. Turn Jimmy up. Can't hear him.
Yeah, see, they're playing harmony lines there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love bands that do that. Styx. Dream Theater, there's only one guitarist, but he doubles with the keyboard a lot of times.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
But it's like Metallica does that too. And sometimes they play the kind of melodic lines. Mm-hmm. You know, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
You know, of course, everybody knows the classic one, right? Hotel California.
Oh, sure.
That solo in it. Yeah. And they're doubling. Oh, that's all. Oh, that's good stuff.
Talk about a solo you have to play perfect every night. Like,
oh, I know, right? I mean, both of you together have to be tight, locked in mm-hmm. sync.
Yep.
You know, one thing off. Because the thing is, if you make a mistake, it's probably going to throw the other person off, too.
Right.
And that could just turn into a train wreck really quick.
Well, when we went to see the band when we were in D.C. and they had two drummers, I was like, I can't imagine, like, one of us being off and then trying to, like, stay in sync. That's a lot.
Yeah. That's true. Oh, man. Too much fun today, I tell you. Mm-hmm. I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. And you're listening to Beacon of Truth. And today is a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're going to go through Imagine, the song by John Lennon. A very popular song back in its day. And people still actually play this song to this day for different occasions. We're gonna talk about this song today. Again, looking at it through a faith perspective. Again, we're not trying to go into John Lennon's mind and figure out what he was trying to do with this song. But this is one of these songs that we're going to take a look at the lyrics and see how we approach it from our faith. And of course, we would love to hear from you, your perspective today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
We do want to give a big congratulations as EWTN Radio partnering in Jackson, Michigan. 11 years for Good Shepherd Radio. Of course, Bob and the team doing their part. AM and FM with WJKN. So from all of us at EWTN and, of course, continuing to support Catholic Radio, congratulations on 11 years.
My friends, when you hear that music, that means it's time for the Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth. The Soulful Psalms, we take one of the Psalms from the Old Testament, from the wisdom literature, also called the Ketuvim. So you have the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible, the Law of Moses, if you will. Then we have the Nevi'im, which is the prophets, and the Ketuvim, which are the writings, which include the books of the wisdom literature, the book of wisdom, Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, Psalms, etc. And we focus on the Psalms. Why? Because we hear them every holy sacrifice of the Mass and when we pray the divine office of the Liturgy of the Hours. And what we try to do in this segment of the show is to connect the Psalms to your everyday lived experience. And today, we're continuing our walk through Psalm 106. So 106 is a very long psalm. It's also the last psalm in book four of the Psalms, which goes from Psalm 90 to Psalm 106. Most of the Psalms in book four don't have any attribution. In other words, we don't know who wrote the Psalms, with the exception, of course, of David. The Davidic Psalms in book four are labeled in the prescript or superscript, but most of the Psalms in this book don't have prescripts or superscripts, including Psalm 106. This is also the last psalm in the book, as I mentioned, which means at the end of the psalm, which we won't get to today, it has a doxology, and that's in verse 48. So we'll get there eventually. Right now, we're going to look at verses right around 17 through 23. So this psalm started, again, no prescript or superscript. Hallelujah! Right? So, hallelujah, praise God is the way this psalm starts off. Awesome. It's always good when you start off praising the Lord. When you get up in the morning, first thing I do, Lord, thank you for allowing me to see the light of another day so that I may give honor, praise, and glory to your most holy name. First thing I want to make sure to set the tone for my day is to honor and to praise God. Right, so I love the way this psalm starts off, and it continues, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." And again, sometimes translations say his love endures forever, but the word there is hesed, which is merciful love. So mercy, it's actually interchangeable, right? It's the same thing. But I love that. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. So we pick up now in verse 17. Now, part of this psalm is a historical narrative, right? So it's like many of the psalms in this section, it kind of goes through tracing the history of salvation in Israel. We looked at one of these psalms during Lent, if you remember. I think there was 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks. We just did one psalm. We just kept going through why it was telling the story of salvation of Israel. And Lent, right, is preparing us for Easter, which is the culmination of salvation history in Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. So verse 17 here says, "The earth." So right, this is talking about what happened at Mount Sinai with the golden calf, and so now we're gonna see what happens here. "The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and buried the clan of Abiram." So remember, after Moses came down from the mountain, he had the tablets, the Ten Commandments, the tablets of stone in his hands. He sees the golden calf, all the reverie of the people. He takes the commandments and throws them on the ground and breaks them. And then he has the golden calf grounded up, and then they made them and put in the water and made them drink from it. But then God also was a little bit angry. The ground opened and swallowed up. It says Dathan and Abiram. These were two clans within the tribes of Israel. So there's still the 12 tribes of Israel. But as a result of this abomination with the golden calf, the earth opened and swallowed up two of the clans within the tribes, Dathan and Abiram. And remember, it doesn't document this here, but remember they also, this is when the Melchizedekian priesthood ended, the priesthood that followed along familial lines, the family structure of grandfather, father, and son. This is when the Levites came in. And said, who's going to stand up after this abomination? Who's going to stand up for the Lord? The Levites said, we will stand up. And so the Levites came in and took over the priestly ministry with the establishment of high priest, priest, and Levite, who were the deacons. All right. So, and then we have a synonymous parallelism here. The earth opened and swallowed up the Dathan and Abiram. It says, fire blazed up against their clan and flames devoured the wicked. Right. So, yeah. So the thing is, when you willingly turn against the Lord in a state of mortal sin, there's going to be repercussions for that. The big repercussion, if we don't turn and repent, is going to be hell, right? Separation from God forever. Not because God sends us there, wants us to go there. God loves us enough to respect our free will choice to say no to him. And that's what hell is, forever saying no to God. Right. As Father Larry Richards, who I'm going to see this weekend, we're like I said, we're speaking together at a men's conference in Midland, Texas. One of the things that he says in some of his talks, he's always, that the favorite, the theme song of hell is I Did It My Way. which makes a lot of sense. All right. So now it continues. They fashioned a calf at Horeb and worshipped an image of metal. They another synonymous parallelism here in the next cola. They exchanged their glory for an image of a bull that eats grass. Now, think of, again, if we look at this through the lens of our contemporary culture today, what do? Instead of worshiping God, we worship things within the world that we think, money, pleasure, alcohol, drugs, our egos, our work, sports, whatever it is. These are the things that are the quote-unquote small g gods in our life that distract us away from our focus on the eternal God. Now, I'm not saying that those things are bad, right? Because, I mean, I personally don't watch television, but that's just a personal decision for me, because I got so many things going. I got better things to do with my time than to sit in front of an idiot box, especially staying away from all that political and news and all that brainwashing stuff. Forget all that. So we can't let these things of the world, these things that entice us and draw us in, to become gods for us. And so it says they exchange their glory for the image of a bull that eats grass. So what are we exchanging? What if we're not going to church? Well, you know, God won't miss me. Plus the game is on and I'd rather this than go to, you don't even understand why you're there. If that's your mentality, you really don't understand why you're at Mass and what Christ is doing for you. You know, Christ is literally feeding us with his life, double feeding. We're fed and nourished by the word that prepares our hearts, minds, and souls and receive him again, body, blood, soul, divinity, the Eucharist. And double fed with God's word and sacrament, we are then sent forth to be Eucharist to the world. But if we're focusing on the things of the world, you know, on the pleasures of the world, on the thoughts of the world, on the agenda of the world, we're going to, and somehow we think, well, I could just focus on that and then I'll just magically get to heaven because I'm a good person. Ooh, think again. You know, just like the ground opened and swallowed up Dathan and Abiram, you know, something else is going to swallow you up. If you think you're kidding yourself by thinking all I got to do is be a good person and just show up and, you know, just pretend to be Catholic and end up in heaven. No, it don't work that way. You know, it's all about relationship. I said this many times. Everything in our faith directs us, points us, orients us toward deep, intimate, personal, loving relationship with the living God. That's what it's all about. And it goes on. It continues. They forgot the God who was their Savior, who had done such great things in Egypt, such wonders in the land of Ham, such marvels at the Red Sea. So they forgot what God did for them, right? They're so focused on the things of the world, they forget all the amazing things that God did to get them out of the land of slavery and now heading toward the land of promise and prosperity, right? As they're sojourning. And then finally, verse 23, for this, he said he would destroy them. But Moses, the man he had chosen, stood in the breach before him to turn back his anger from destruction. So this is where the church comes in. I laid out for you, you know, how you're going to go to hell when you focus on the things of the world, and you forget about God. But then we have intermediaries that come in to remind us, just like Moses did here. He goes, Lord, if you destroy your people, what are all these other tribes going to think? All these promises you made to the people, now you're not keeping your promises. The people are going to look around. These pagan cultures look around and say, see, what kind of God is that? He brings his people out of slavery just to slay them in the desert? Who wants to worship a God like that? So who is our intermediary? The church. The one holy Catholic and apostolic church steps into the breach and reminds us of who we are and keeps us on the straight and narrow road to salvation. All right, Beacon of Truth playlist today, we're going through Imagine by John Lennon. Would love to hear from you. 833-288-EW10, 833-283-986. That 80s kind of pop,
yeah,
synth vibe thing going on. Cyndi Lauper.
Anytime you add a little rhythmic synth, yeah, there's no denying that it's 80s inspired.
Yeah.
I have a buddy of mine that plays in a band that he actually bought a keytar. And I was like, dude, how can you find a keytar in 2025? He's like, they're out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And he looks cool playing it. He's got the long hair, and it's fantastic.
That is awesome. I know some people listening are having some flashbacks.
Right.
Listen to this song. Like, ooh.
I'm going to go home and tease my hair.
You know what I say? I, when I hear songs like this, I think back to the 80s. I think, I'm so glad we didn't have social media back then.
Oh.
You know, pictures of what we looked like back then.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
It's a wonder world lie. That's how I believe in guardian angels, is that some of the dumb stuff I did on my bike. I'm like, really? Come on now.
I'm Deacon Harold Brooks-Series, listening to Beacon of Truth. And today we have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. And today we're going to look at Imagine by John Lennon today on Beacon of Truth. Of course, we'd love to hear from you and hear your thoughts as we walk through this song. Give us a call today, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Of course, it's always great to be able to find EWTN programming, whether it be radio or television, on demand. You can do that nice and easy, whether you are streaming it through the app. Of course, you can get that for your Roku device, your Apple TV, any of the places where you like to stream already. And then once you, of course, load it up, just download the app, and then there we are. Everything you need, from radio shows like Beacon of Truth to everything on the TV side, Mother Angelica, Moments and Memories and Wisdoms, all in one place when you search on demand with EWTN.
All right, the Beacon of Truth playlist episode today, Imagine by John Lennon, is our selection that we're going to look at today. Would love to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288 3986. Before we dive in, a couple people watching on YouTube, because we, you know, Ace and I both had our glasses on for the first segment. Says Deacon Dan on YouTube says your progressive glasses look great.
Yay!
Well, thank you. Because you can't, they see, you can't even tell they're progressives because it's
right.
All one thing. And I've never had glasses before, so this is a first for me. So it's been pretty cool.
Gone are the days of that line. I remember my dad had the line, you know, or had like the little U, like you could tell from a distance that it was, you know.
And it's one of those things when you're a kid, you see somebody like that, say, oh, man, you're old. When you see that, when you see the double, the bifocal, oh, that person's old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Here 100%. I am.
That's right. Still kicking it.
And Sandy on YouTube, Ace and Deacon Harold almost look like twins with their glasses.
See?
What? All right, man.
Brother from another mother, as they say.
The brothers are the same holy mother. How
about
that?
I like it. I like it.
It says, by the way, you guys said Imagine, thought it was the one by Mercy Me. Had totally forgotten John Lennon wrote a song with the same name.
Yeah, which is called, the Mercy Me version is called I Can Only Imagine, which is a great song.
Oh, I can, oh that song.
Yeah.
Oh,
which we
right.
could do at some point as well. It's fantastic. Bart Mallard wrote it after his father passed away. And then it kind of got buried on the album and then got some crossover success from a secular station actually seeking to make fun of it. And then they got flooded with phone calls. And after it was already done and they were on to the next album, it got kind of a whole new life just because secular radio picked it up. So God is the DJ, right? He will make the songs penetrate into our lives at a time that we need them, which is why we do these playlist editions, because these are songs, some of them, that we're surrounded by. They're influencing the way we think and see God or see the world or see our lives or even justify our actions. I know I've been guilty of that, of, you know, I'm just living the life of this song, you know, and that's not what God intended ever. And so, again, it's not to over-spiritualize these secular songs or try to interpret what the artist may have been thinking, but I love it from the perspective of that every song through a faith filter can either have faith elements where God can speak to us in moments of wisdom, or it could be a breakdown. So we just want to remove the breakdown so that we don't miss the truth of what God is saying to us in our lives or through his word.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's dive into this song here. So you're the Beatles guy, Ace. So we know the Beatles, you said their last album was 1970?
Yeah.
Okay. So this song was released in 1971, right in the midst of the whole Vietnam War.
Mm.
And this was on a solo album with the same name called Imagine. So it's the title track off of, off of John Lennon's album. Was this his first album when since he left the Beatles?
Yeah, so it, basically a lot of the songs from that album, for anybody who's seen the Get Back series on Apple Plus, there were several songs that he had already pre-written that just never made it on a Beatles album. So pretty much that first album from each of the four of them were songs they were working on as a band but never made the cut. So this song was one that he did with Yoko that he later didn't give her, till later, didn't give her credit for. She had written a poetry book called Grapefruit, and then one of the songs in there was talking about imagine this, imagine that, you know, of a better world, and so that inspired him to write the song.
Ah, okay. And so this is written during the Vietnam War, and obviously it's during a time of war. It was envisioning a world of peace and unity. It on the Billboard charts, it reached number 3, you know, and to this day, this remains one of the most well-known songs in the world. People still, on certain occasions, will bring the song out and play it, you know, depending what's going on. And I think part of the reason why he wrote this song was to fight against the apathy of young people. Because sometimes, you know, when you're young and there's like things going on in the world and you're just focused on your little world as a kid. So things like politics and what's going on in the world. So I think John Lennon was trying to, not for kids, but for this the younger generation to kind of bring them in and kind of focus them in and kind of, as I said, change the apathy of young people a little bit with this song.
Yeah, well, and he ended up, he and Yoko both were kind of the face of the protest against the Vietnam War. And there's, you know, been documentaries that have come out since of their phones tapped and conversations and concerts they had to cancel because of threats on their life and all kinds of things. But even when he was a Beatle, well, I guess he's always a Beatle, but when the band was still together, the band was always collectively asked about their stance on politics and war, and the other guys were kind of quiet about it. But John was always, this is how I feel, this is how we should be. So it makes sense that this kind of song would come from him and would kind of be that anthem song for not only that period of time, but then for who he was as a man. Like, he moved to New York because it felt like Liverpool, but everybody kind of left him alone. Like, he could walk the streets with Yoko and everybody would, hey, John, love you, and I love you too. Like, he felt at home, but then he also was right in the thick of what was happening by watching all of the politics play itself out.
Yeah, true. And despite, you know, this song being very popular, it also did receive some criticism. And for us as people of faith, you know, there's some things in this song, some implications that he's making. So let's just dive in. Again, we're talking about Imagine, a song written by John Lennon on a special Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. And of course, we'd love to hear from you. Give us your thoughts as we reflect on the song Imagine by John Lennon today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. So right from the beginning of the song, right? So this is a song, anti-kind of war, focusing on message of peace and love and unity. You know, that was kind of the whole flower power, all that kind of stuff back then. So, but here's the thing. Here's what the song starts off. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. Now, right there, you know, I mean, the first thing he's saying, here's a song that's anti-war. So imagine there's no heaven. As to me, again, I'm not trying to put words in John Lennon's mouth or get into his mind or anything like that. But if you're writing a war against, I mean, almost like if religion almost is a sense playing a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, and so it'd be better if there were no heaven, you know, no hell below us. Is the line after that. So, you know, no heaven, no hell. Let's just, in other words, let's just get this whole religion thing, because that's part of the problem. Let's just all just have peace and love and forget all this stuff that separates us, as if somehow religion divides us instead of bringing us together.
Yeah, well, and for those of us that are believers, like, there is no way for us to imagine that, right? That's our whole, that is our lifeblood, this side of heaven. is to get there, right? And the thing that I will say, too, as someone who grew up a huge John Lennon fan, is those first couple albums of him post-Beatles were very angry. He was dealing with stuff from his childhood, from a father who left him, from a mother who died when he was 16 years old. He was raised by his aunt. So there was a lot of angst in the midst of his life that he didn't necessarily let out in his Beatle days. So by the solo era, this was his chance. And I think that's what gravitated me personally to his music as a solo artist, because I remember being just an angry 18, 19 year old teenager trying to make sense of who I was as a man and dealing with some of the same things, right? I had a dad who was absent, and when he did come around, it wasn't much of a man, and like there was just that identity going on, and he struggled with a lot of that. So I understand where he's coming from in that. What if we just took all barriers, all lines away? But the part of me and my faith that I was like, if only he could see, what if heaven took over this world? What if we let God do what he intended in us so that, you know, we can have that peace, we can have that unity? And I don't know that that's anything that he, I don't know where he was by the time he was assassinated in 1980, but, you know, in that, he was always a man seeking and searching of how to be better than where he was.
Yeah, and I think you're right. And you know, his whole thing, separate, let's get those things out of our lives that separate us, and let's focus on the things that bring us together.
Mm-hmm.
As if, again, the church or faith in Christ isn't a locus of unity, you know?
Yeah.
And I say that because we said, what about the other religions? He specifically says heaven, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, Buddhism, Hinduism, they don't believe in a heaven, you know, so that would include, you know, like Muslims or, you know, Jewish, believers would also believe that there is a heaven. I mean, so, but then, so let's get rid of all the things that divide us. But again, I think you're totally right. We can't imagine, because we're living our life here in order to get to heaven, right? That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And through evangelization, our witness is supposed to be to help get as many people to heaven with us as possible.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, so it, we can't imagine that there's not, or no hell. So the consequences of our free will decision to say no is the other place.
Right.
Right. It's hell. Again, he sees those as divisions, but we need to see faith as a way to bring us together.
Well, and there's even a song on I think it's the second album after Imagine called God. And the opening line of that song is, God is a concept in which we measure our pain. So that lets you know the headspace of this guy as he's not only dealing with his own torture, but he's also, it sounds like he's seeking, right? It's like, okay, I can just dismiss it because God allowed all those awful things to happen to me in my life, which we're all at some point probably guilty of. I know I am, of just going, yeah, these things, where was God when this was happening in my life? When I realized I was responsible for probably 90% of it because I didn't choose to do it his way. I didn't choose to open God's word and look at the manual to go, Lord, how am I supposed to live my life through these circumstances? So again, for anyone who has grown up fatherless, grown up in an angry headspace, you might understand where he's coming from as he's trying to make sense of his own life. And then that's coming out in his art. But again, as we talk about on this show in God's Truth every day, is that there is a heaven, there is a hell, and our goal is to be in practice of discipline with God. And that's what I love about music, is being able to then express going from pain to peace and 100% giving my life to God so that I don't have to live in all of the what ifs and the frustrations anymore, or by any Beatle lyric that might sing about love and, you know, peace and joy. It's still from a world's perspective.
Yeah, and you got to appreciate that each of us are on a journey.
Mm.
And sometimes there's hills, sometimes there's valleys. Sometimes, you know, there's peaks, and sometimes there's, you know, the roller coaster, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we all have certain points we feel closer or further away from God in our journey, and we struggle with things. And clearly, this is a song where he's, like you said, trying to deal with some things, and trying to work it out. But again, and knowing that he's not writing from a faith foundational perspective.
Yep.
Right? So that makes sense. All right. Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers here on Beacon of Truth. We have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We're going through John Lennon's song, Imagine. Would love your thoughts on this song. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. So he says, imagine no heaven, no if you try, no hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Now, living for today, I would, to me, a little bit problematic. If you think of it from a secular perspective, I'm living for today, not living for heaven, not living for tomorrow, not living, right. or living for today could also mean, which I don't think he meant this, but living for yourself.
Sure.
You know, just thinking in the moment and not thinking necessarily of the repercussions of what actions and decisions may have.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, in that is it's not hard to imagine people living for today. We see it all the time, which is why this show exists, is so that we can hopefully penetrate through all of the messaging and the dead scrolling, you know, of wearing our thumb out in processing the world and then going, where's God? Where's God? Well, he's been here the whole time. We just haven't acknowledged him in the areas that are happening. He's still very much in control of what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Again, Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're walking through John Lennon's song, Imagine, released in 1971 and still quite popular today. Would love to hear your thoughts. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. The second verse, imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do, nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. See, here we go. So now it's almost like he's talking about heaven and the kind of theological. Now he's going down to what's going on in the world around him now.
Yeah,
you know, kind of a top down approach. So imagine no countries, nothing to die for. Again, in the midst of the Vietnam War. When this song was written, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, removing divisional lines is the overlining message of this song. But again, when you don't understand God or you don't take the time to understand who he is, of course the go-to is to either mock it, which I don't think he's necessarily mocking it. And really, when you think about the 70s, 60s and 70s, it was all about every kind of religion was about peace, love, and freedom, right? And so anybody and everybody was confusing their messaging based on whatever you were leaning into that day. So I feel like he was definitely in the throes of that post-Beatle or even during the Beatle sessions of, you know, hanging out with the Maharishi and all those things because he was, again, trying to seek peace in his painful places, but he didn't know that God was the void all along.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, no killing, nothing to die for, no religion too. Again, brings back in religion again. Imagine all the people living life in peace, as if having no country, almost this dystopian kind of thing that we're seeing in so many movies today. And if there's no religion, that is what's going to lead to peace. Again, as we said before, it's moving all the barriers and just removing all the so-called obstacles or barriers and trying to find this peace. But what Christ is giving us is a peace that's beyond all understanding.
Amen.
You know?
Yep.
Beacon of Truth playlist episode today, we're looking at John Lennon's song, Imagine. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Benjamin is calling from New Orleans, Louisiana, listening on Catholic Community Radio. Benjamin, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you. So I was thinking about you were talking about it from a theological perspective, but from a historical perspective, like we've seen what it looks like when before people had a broad concept of heaven and hell. You look at like the ancient Roman Empire. And that was a way they could oppress people because people were afraid of dying. So the Christianity introducing heaven and hell, it removed oppression, not introduced it as a concept. So like John Lennon treating it as though, well, we use this heaven and hell as a way to divide people. The early Christian church, the Romans disliked them because you couldn't oppress people anymore because they weren't afraid that you could push them to do something or else we'll kill you. That didn't work anymore. And I think, you know, Lenin seems to think that in the way he's doing it, well, now we can use this as a threat and that's going to somehow push people to do what we want. Like, so if we get rid of heaven and hell, nobody's going to fight anyone. We saw lots of war under Rome well before heaven and hell were a concept, where they thought people were reincarnating across the river Styx. So I just thought it was kind of a false dichotomy.
Yeah, that's a very interesting take, because if you think about what you said, Benjamin, in light – by the way, Benjamin in Hebrew means son of my right hand. So just in case you didn't know what your name meant, son of my right hand. But the martyrs, think about this. They were given a choice. Either move away from this thought of this Jesus and this place called heaven or this other place called hell. You know, move away from that and move into the way we think, where you just live, again, living for today, where Caesar is God. You know, and we worship the things of the world, you know, and you will live and you will prosper. You have all the things that this world has to offer you. Those martyrs chose death. Mm. They chose death. So you're right, Benjamin. I mean, they could no longer use it as leverage over them, because now Jesus brought a different way of thinking, different way of understanding faith is, and realizing that this life is only transient. Whereas this is only transitory. We're just passing through this life on our way to eternal life with God in heaven. So now there's an alternative. Mm. And that was a way, and that's why the church grew, because it helped bring people together. But again, given what Ace said and given what was going on in the country at the time, and again, John Lennon dealing with his own stuff, you see him trying to work this out. Again, seeing religion as a barrier that's separating people instead of a way of bringing people together, and I think he's talking about Vietnam War, but I think in general he's thinking about other wars, mm-hmm. Quote unquote religious wars, and this was brought up even again at 9/11.
Yeah.
This led to the rise of neo-atheism. Look at what religion does. It destroys. They flew those planes in the buildings and killed all those people because of this, they believe in Allah and all this kind of stuff. So that led to the rise of neo-atheism, which is very much waned now. Now we're going back to sensibility again. But great point, Benjamin. Thank you for your call. Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're talking about John Lennon's song, Imagine. Would love to hear from you today. Your thoughts, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Vicky is calling from Normal, Illinois, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Vicky, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to call and say that song keeps people in a fantasy. And it's actually a dangerous song because it keeps people from avoiding reality, and they live in a bubble, and it's like this idea, imagine there's no heaven, imagine there's no countries. It's unrealistic, but people want to believe that, but like they fall into that idea that this is going to be great if it were like that, and it's impossible.
Yeah, it's interesting, Vicky, because the next lyric says you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one.
Yeah.
Right. So he's like, oh, you're just dreaming. You'll never get a world like that. And he's almost saying like, well, if more of us think this way, then we will be able to have a world where all of us will be one. Again, a world, Vicky, without God,
yeah.
A world without faith, because and what happens? You become autonomous. You become an authority unto yourself. You become God, right? So it's not that you're saying there is no God. You're replacing God with yourself. And I think that's part of the danger, too. Very great insight. Thank you so much for that awesome call, Vicky. Well, we never got through the rest of the song, but again, just the same kind of theme. No possessions, no greed or hunger. Brotherhood of man, sharing in the world, all that kind of stuff there. Last thoughts, Ace?
Well, I just say, you know, I believe God makes us dreamers. He gives us, again, the desires of our heart based on how he wants to use us in a world that doesn't make sense. So the part that makes sense is when we come together in loving him to want to see the world changed for his glory. So that's where I think our headspace needs to be and not be impacted by songs like this.
Yeah, great insight. Well, tomorrow we're talking about St. Andrew, Kim, and his companions. And remember, you can stream today's show by visiting podcastcentralewtown.com/radio. And until we tell it together again, my friends, may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.